once a month in this congregation on the first Sunday of the month, we celebrate communion. We're going to do that as the elements are prepared. And I'd like to go over what the scriptures say. And if you're a guest with us, you are welcome to join in with us in communion. The most important element of it all is, have you surrendered your life to Jesus Christ? It's not essential that you be a member of this church, but it's essential that you be a member of His body. And what that means is, have you had a time where you've said, Lord Jesus, I surrender my heart to You. Come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. Then communion is something that's deeply meaningful for you as we do this in remembrance of Him. The scripture says in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, for I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which He was betrayed, took bread. And when He had given thanks, He broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, He also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till He comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world. Sometimes that little thing we call guilt is a gift from God. Sometimes it's something that got put on us inappropriately. That's not a gift from God. But that internal thing is called conviction. And the Holy Spirit works inside to change our lives and shows us areas where, well, Kevin, that's not what I'd have you do, or that's not what I'd have you say, or... And He works on us and works on us and keeps changing us. How many are glad the Lord keeps changing us? Yes. And so we take a quiet moment prior to communion where we say, Lord, if there's anything wrong in my life, I'll take care of it with You right now. Some people have been taught all their lives that if you have an odd or a difficult relationship with someone else who's not here, that you shouldn't take communion until it gets right. The tenor of Scripture and the point of Scripture is that we get right with God right now. And so I urge you to see it a different way. Commit yourself to the Lord on your first opportunity after this service that you'll take care of that relationship with that person. And then take communion, because in communion, it's more than a symbolic ritual. There's an impartation of the presence of God, an impartation of the Spirit of God that gives us strength to do and be what He wants us to do and be. Can you receive His strength and presence this morning? Yes. Let's just quietly wait before the Lord. Examine your own heart. And then I will lead us in prayer as we respond. Follow me in prayer, will you? Lord Jesus, I come to You right now. I believe You are the Lord, the only Savior. And right now by faith, I surrender my heart to You. I turn away from my sins. Wash me clean by Your blood that You shed for me at Calvary. Lord, by faith, I give You my life. And I receive You right now as my personal Lord and Savior. I receive forgiveness. And I thank You, Lord, for Your grace and mercy. In Jesus' name, amen. This represents His body broken for us. Let's all partake together. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Thank You, Lord, for the Eucharist, the celebration, communion, more than a somber ritual and an impartation of life. And we ingest You as we receive Your bread, representing Your body. Thank You, Lord, for going to the cross for us so we don't have to. Thank You, Lord, for bearing our sins so we don't have to. Thank you, Lord, for dying on that cross so we don't have to. Can you say thank you to Jesus right now? Just say thank you, Lord. Thank you for being so good. Now the fruit of the vine representing His blood washes us clean. His blood washes us clean. Ratifying the new covenant, we come to the New Testament, the new covenant that God makes with us through Jesus. We are so grateful, Lord, to be Your people. And as we receive this fruit of the vine, we receive a fresh cleansing, a fresh washing, a fresh covenant sense of being yoked together with You. How we love You, Lord, in Jesus' name. Let's all partake together. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Yeah.